In recent months, there's been a lot of discussion about why more generic drugs aren't prescribed here. After all, shouldn't they be cheaper? Well, a study from the Economic and Social Research Institute shows that at the moment, in this country, that's not necessarily the case. Paul Gorecki is research professor with the ESRI. You've been looking at the figures. It sounds odd that generic drugs should cost almost as much as the branded drug. Why is that the case?
Well, the reason why that was the case, and this was over the period 2010 to 2012, was a reflection of the agreements that the government negotiated with the two trade associations that represent the pharmaceutical companies in this country. And that was, and as a result, the it should be pointed out, though, when a generic drug first comes on the market, the price does drop of both the brand and the generic, but they're quite close together. So as the generic market share increases, that doesn't lead to big declines in the amount of money that's spent on that particular drug. But that is destined to change in the second half of this year with the introduction of new legislation. And there are two things there which are liable to change the situation quite dramatically. The first one is that the Irish Medicines Board will declare it interchangeable. That's the brand and the generics will be considered the same drug for important drugs where there are generics, and those prices will drop by 20%. That's the first point. The second point is that our research showed that generic prices in Ireland are consistently, for the leading pharmaceuticals, are the highest in Europe, at least the sample that we had. And one of the criteria that the government can use, the HSE can use in setting prices for generics, is what the price in other countries. So that means that there's the scope there under the new legislation, although it's not clear exactly how the price will be set, for big price declines to take place. But so we'll have to wait until the second half to see how it pans out.
So there should be change on the way. But you point to another interesting, and some might see it as a disturbing fact, doctors in this country have a tendency to prescribe the most expensive drug available.
Well, I think that you have to look at the context in which that was made. When we're talking about that particular finding, we're talking about different groups of drugs which are very similar to each other, but they're by and large trying to deal with the same problem. So there are five statins, for example, which are trying to lower cholesterol. And typically what happens in the period what we were looking at was atorvastatin, which was the most expensive. I think it was about 60% of the market, the GMS market, was accounted for that. Whereas simvastatin, which is a much lower one, had 6% of the market. And in May of this year, the government has issued what it considers to be the preferred statin that should be prescribed, which is the simvastatin. And if that were the case, then you would see substantial reductions in the price of those particular drugs. So what needs to happen is that people need to monitor what's going on. And one of the things that we suggest is that the GMS and the drug payment scheme and all these schemes, that all that data is released on a monthly basis so that people can see how these things are progressing.
Right.
That's available in the UK. And when you look at the UK data, you see that the low price simvastatin accounts for a much higher percentage of the market there. So change is possible. And by releasing all this data and by following up, we can see hopefully change taking place.
So we're back to our old friend Transparency. Paul Gorecki of the ESRI, thank you for joining us.